Now, at 7:30, safely arrived in our studio downstairs, is Alan Dell. Good evening to you, Alan.
Good evening to you, Colin. Nice to talk to you and to everyone else. This evening in our dance band days, as always at this December time, a few Jack Payne memories. I received a list of Jack Payne recordings from Morris Allman of Gosfield in Essex. He managed to fit 23 titles and their record numbers, with only one incorrect one, but who worries about that, onto a single postcard. I'm quite sure I could have made a selection from those 23 to satisfy most Jack Payne fans. The only problem, I could only find a very small number in our BBC library and my own collection. I suppose they've got broken over the years. However, I rummaged around and discovered a few more sent to me over the years by various listeners. With those and a few of my choice, I think we have a nice selection. A small burst of Jack Payne's theme, and then courtesy of D.G. Cooper of Woodmanstone Road, London SW16, who sent me this in 1977, as a matter of fact, the orchestra in June 1931, with Love for Sale. Sing the lyric of Cole Porter's Love for Sale back in 1931, at least not on broadcast. Now to a song cut just a little later than Love for Sale, in August 1931. It's a sprightly foxtrot, and the composing credits read Jack Payne and Bob Busby. He was the band's pianist. Jack sings it himself, and it's called If I Ever Lost You.
what would I do if I ever lost you? What could I say if you went away? How could I live? What could life ever give? If it should be, you should want to leave me. No word could ever try to even express just how I'd feel if I should lose all the sweet happiness. I love you so, and you never will know what I would do if I ever lost you.
Lost You, Jack Payne's composition with Bob Busby. I think the hot fiddle was Eric's today. It's a sad fact, as I've remarked before, but Jack Payne's recordings on the Imperial label between March 1932 and January 1934 do not seem to have lasted in as good a condition as either his earlier Columbus, which you've heard, or the later Rex issues. My collection is, on the whole, very much the worse for wear, except for one double-sided medley from January 1933, which Jeff Milne, when he was in charge of these things at Decca, had pressed on a vinyl disc. The result, as you'll hear, is pretty nice.
Hello, everybody. We're going to play a medley of some of the most successful and popular of the numbers we've introduced to you over the air from time to time. We're starting with Fairy on the Clock. Gate.
Sitting on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-barred gate.
Billing and cooing, wants a lot of doing, sitting on a 5-barred gate. Can't make her giggle, fatal if you wriggle, sitting on a 5-barred gate. You can't cuddle her, she can't cuddle you, you can't keep your balance and your promise too. Can't do your wooing, simply nothing doing, sitting on a 5-barred gate. Next, one of the most, if not the most, popular comedy number we've broadcast. All the little bells go tink, 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 ring, 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 ding, dong, ding.
But why do all the bells go ding, dong, ding?
There's a fire, 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 wham!
All the little engines puff, 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 chuff, chuff, chuff.
We can do a drink, but we can't stop.
There's a fire, 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 wham!
As we go by, the crowd shout like one man. Heaven bless you, fireman, and your baked potato can.
All little hoses squirt, 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 squirt.
And the boy on the burning deck, short shirt on.
You all remember, of course, one of the most popular tunes of 1930, Sunny Side of the Street. Well, here it is. Thank you. Now for another of our comedy tunes. Sing Holly Go Whistle Hey Hey.
If you're unhappy and feeling rather blue,
sing Holly Go Whistle Hey Hey.
Just make it snappy, for here is something new.
Sing Holly Go Whistle Hey Hey.
Old-fashioned people will sing Hey Nonny No, but I don't care as long as there is no vo-do-de-o-do.
Now you have learnt it, you all know what to do.
Sing Holly, go whistle, hey, hey.
And now we come to Little White Lies. With the tune we shall never forget, The King's Horses.
Excerpts from both sides of that Imperial 78 of Jack Payne memories from January 1933. We move on now to the Rex label recordings and another of Morris Allman's suggestions. And this one I had in my own library, not quite as pristine as I would wish, but fairly reasonable. The recording date is October 1934 and the song is Jerome Kern and Otto Harbach's Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Was true. I, of course, replied, something here inside cannot be denied. They said someday you'll find all who love are blind. When your heart's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes. So I chucked them and I gaily laughed to think they could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away, I am without my love. Now laughing friends deride, tears I cannot hide, so I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your
Smoke It's In Your Eyes, with the voice of the late Billy Scott Coomber. And may I thank Billy's son Michael for his lists, etc., of some of his father's records, which he has. I'll phone you about them, Michael, if I may. Another popular vocalist that Jack Payne employed during his Imperial days, who carried on into the Rex time, was Ronnie Ginarda. One of his songs that I'm sometimes asked for is this one, In Other Words, We're Through. This comes from 1934, and the orchestration sounds, well, pretty modern for the period.
Together two and two, you do everything but say it. In other words, we're through. I see it in your eyes, you may not realize, it shows in everything you do. You do everything but say it. In other words, we're through. You've changed your ways completely. At last I see the light. You used to act so sweetly. It's just like day and night. If love is really gone, there's no use going on. You might as well admit that it's true. You do everything but say it. In other words, we're through.
Through with a scratch at the end, of Ronnie Ginarda with Jack Payne. That was recorded in the spring, in March, actually, 1934. At about the same time, it could even have been part of the same session. The orchestra had a real tour de force to perform. It was an arrangement by their South African tenor saxist, Con Lomprecht, of the old jazz classic Tiger Rag. Just how well they coped with it is forever enshrined in these grooves.
Oh,
Jack Payne and Tiger Rag. Jack ceased recording for Rex in November 1936 and after a break of nearly 3 years returned to the Decca Studios in October 1939 to add a patriotic note or two of music to the war effort among a total of 28 sides. Those recordings ended in July 1940. The break from recording was even longer after that. No further titles were cut until February 1945, and then those were made for HMV. Again, it was a fairly short-lived association, only until November that year. But they're interesting sides because we catch an early glimpse, among others, of Carol Carr and Nadia Dore, who both went on to work with Giraldo.
Thank you.
Chewing a Piece of Straw, one of the mooring novelty-inclined titles that Jack Payne's orchestra recorded in 1945, the vocal by the Crackerjacks. And that was it as far as Jack Payne's recording career was concerned. He became a record presenter after that on the old BBC Light programme, and I remember chatting to him then about his career for a feature that I'd been asked to compile about the changing technology in the recording industry. And we discussed in passing the LP he'd just made with a studio orchestra of some of his favourites of the past, including his signature tune, Say It With Music, which ends, as it does Desmond Carrington's programme each Sunday, these few memories of Jack Payne, who died on December the 4th, 1969.